It's the 17th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The first public consultation has taken place at a local college relating to the construction of a theme park and resort in Bedford Borough. Kimberley Sixth Form College in Stewartby hosted Universal Destinations and Experiences President of New Ventures, Paige Thompson, who addressed a full house last Saturday. He spoke on a number of topics, including the environmental survey currently being conducted on the 480-acre site, as well as possible transportation links. He also restated to Bedfordshire residents that the project was still in an exploratory stage and that more concrete decisions would be made by the end of the year. Mr. Page said, "We've been amazed by the incredible welcome in Bedford and the enthusiasm for this project." More people now visit Bedford Town Centre than they have in 4 years since January 2020. Numbers have risen from 200,000 visitors to 265,000, going against the downward national trend. Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, the twin brothers who received a multi-million dollar settlement against Mark Zuckerberg in the creation of Facebook, are now co-owners of Real Bedford Football Club. The two men, who were depicted in the 2010 film The Social Network, currently run Gemini Trust Company and Bitcoin Exchange. The former Olympic rowers invested £4.5 million into the club following a presentation from team owner and Bitcoin podcaster Peter McCormack. The Luton version of the Monopoly board game went on sale last Friday at Waterstones and other online retailers. Familiar areas of the town are included, such as London Luton Airport, Kenilworth Road, home of Luton Football Club, and Luton Point, the new name for the Marl Luton. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.